With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And that'll end it. That'll end it for your 2020 Indians. It was a... How's the song go? I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. Yeah, it wasn't good either. So there we are.
The question is, does that count as an October to remember, considering it's the longest nine-inning game in Major League Baseball? Was it playoff history?
I'm glad you brought that up. There was the longest game in postseason history. What, 4 hours and 50 minutes of continuous baseball?
And regular season. And regular nine season.
Nine innings. How are Yankees Red Sox not longer than that? Those games, there's still one from October of... Honestly, July of 1993, that's still going on longer. You're right. The game lasted into October. So there were plenty of people who pointed that out.
So we did have an October to remember.
For an hour and 14 minutes.
I think we had an October to forget. I think we had an October. I think we had a first couple hours of October 1st to forget.
I don't know. Out of all the Octobers we had... Yeah. The one that only lasts about an hour and a half might be the one you remember. You might remember that one.
It's history making, so you know what? Yeah, but I want to forget it.
But you're not going to.
Yeah, it's true. Well, here we are. What a wonderful morning. Hello. What a wonderful feeling. I said that. You know what? I'm going to take this. I'm going to say this too. I want to bust Lima Stones for saying that they were guaranteed they were going to win a World Series. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because nobody remembers that.
No.
And you know what? I'm going to take it as a blessing. I'm going to take this as a blessing. You think about this for one moment, that people like us enough so much that 3 years later, they're going to bust my stones over something I said in 2017, which I meant at the time, and I wouldn't say it now. And I'm going, okay, you know what? At least they were listening then, and they're obviously listening now. I'm happy. At least I got that. At least we're all in this together as fans. We were there and together in 2017, and here, as it feels like the window closes in 2020, we're all in this together, thank goodness. Even though my co-host said that they were going to win the World Series, but no one gives a damn about that because everybody wants to work me into a shoot, and they know that Lima's basically unflappable. Hello.
Well, the thing is, that was a month and a half ago, and that was before the trade deadline. I had no idea they were not going to get any – well, I shouldn't say that. They got Naylor. Naylor was started out his postseason career 5-for-5. Which I don't think.
Yeah, he was.
How many times has that ever happened in Major League Baseball history?
Good for
him. But it was just kind of funny. But your take is still the worst because you're saying I'd rather play a tougher team, which never made any sense. I don't know anybody who's ever said that, you know, going in. But either way,
I'm not debating whether or not which take was worse. I'm just saying yours is more recent. That's all I'm
sure.
pointing out. Yeah,
sure.
They're both poor takes.
You know, the thing that stinks is, you know, going forward. Baseball wants expanded playoffs. There were times I wanted expanded playoffs, but going forward, you're going to live and die by 1 to 2 to 3 game sample sizes. That's just the way it's going to be for a lot of teams.
Well,
you had every opportunity to win that game yesterday, and you realize, you sit back and think, hey, what was the advantage of this team all year? It was pitching, pitching, pitching. The bullpen was unbelievable. The starting rotation was unbelievable. Even after Clevinger was gone, he wasn't even available, isn't even going to be available to the Padres in their series. And you go forward and you give up 21 runs in 2 games. I mean, this is a tough sport to try to break down because we can look at Sandy Alomar Jr. and he's getting ripped every which way for his managerial decisions. And that lineup and that payroll still hung with the mighty Yankees yesterday, and you still lose the game. Brad Hand blows his only save of the year, 16 for 16. He was rocky at the start of the season, obviously, but he was basically as good as anybody the last, 16 games. He was as good as anybody. Then he blows a save.
I know.
It's so hard. So Sandy Alomar Jr., people are saying, well, he can't manage his team. I got news for you. He's going to be the manager. They're not going to do an exhaustive search. Sandy Alomar Jr. will be the manager unless there's something that they have on him or if there's something they can't stand about him.
Or unless
I
he
doubt
doesn't
that's
want
the
it.
Case.
Maybe he doesn't want
you
it after
what,
this.
You remember what Hoynes said to us yesterday when he said that they had the chance to hire him after Manny Acton. Now, that might have been too soon. They had a chance to hire him after Manny Acton. But, of course, if I hear that Terry Francona is interested, I'm going to change my mind if I'm Paul Dolan. If it's Ken Carmen who owns the Cleveland Indians, I'd probably go, oh, Terry Francona's interested, okay? I don't mean to pull a Randy Lerner and just run out on everybody and go hire the guy like you did with Eric Mangini, but I'm probably just going to go do that. So I think that probably changes things. He's had some seasoning underneath of Terry Francona. There's always going to be questions about who was really pulling the strings throughout this one. I would have to say that Sandy has to be the one to do it. He's the acting manager of it. There was the decision to remove Carlos Carrasco, but... there was the decision to pinch hit for Naylor, which ended up working out. So,
The Carrasco thing was interesting. A bunch of us were watching. Obviously, I'm texting, and everyone's like, "Well, like you could tell." Like some of my friends were afraid to have an opinion on it, as if I was going to hold him accountable with a Kenny Kid open, because
that was too quick.
Because
that was too quick.
they are sitting there going, "Well." Sandy's certainly making a tough decision here. Like, I'm like, well, what do you think? What do you think? And no one would say anything. No one would have a peep because you're wondering. Carlos Carrasco looked like he had it early, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, and it's easy to happen against that lineup, you got bases loaded, no outs. I mean, that just happens against that team because they are so potent. That lineup is obviously very intimidating. You wonder, what would Tito have done it? All right, well, I'm guessing Carrasco doesn't give up a grand slam, but who knows? Who knows? Now, you're sitting there with Urshela up there, and I got buddies going, the only thing he can do is hit a low ball. That's the only thing Urshela can do, and they throw him a low ball. Is that a pitcher's fault? I put that on the pitcher.
You're right, but I got two different things. I got two different thoughts here that are both unsettling for me. You just mentioned what postseason baseball is about to become if they extend this. Do you understand? The only argument we've ever had for the Dolans that's been to the positive about that, about how they've been a competitive team, that'll go out the window. Because already people expect more. You already went to a World Series. When you get to that level, and especially when you get this far in that World Series as the Indians did, you're up 3-1, you get to game 7, it goes into extras, that whole thing. Then there's that expectation. Now, making the postseason is not going to be special. It just isn't. 162 games, you're going to water down the regular season, which I don't understand why you'd want to water down 162 games, but they're going to try to do that. And now making the postseason isn't even going to be some sort of special achievement anymore. So I know that they don't want teams to win 45 games in a season and things like that, or trying to win 45 games in a season like Atlanta and Detroit and Baltimore, not Atlanta recently, but before. I know they don't want that, but you're going to water down a regular season. So now winning 93 games, that doesn't matter. Getting to a postseason, well, if I'm going to get into the postseason, the 8th seed, and we're still going to get 3 games, that doesn't matter either. And then what you just brought up is true. You have a lineup here in the American League. You have a lineup here with the Yankees. We had a caller yesterday who brought up, well, how are you going to compete? $249 million versus whatever the Indians' payroll is. You can't compete with that. And at first I said, well, you can't really say that in the series, but – you just said it. Judge, Voit, Stanton, Urshela's hitting. Yeah, Gary Sanchez all of a sudden found his rhythm again. So you got these guys right here. Okay, now a couple of these are homegrown, obviously. But you got guys who are boppers. And if the American League, if we're just playing glorified home run derby again, you have to cultivate boppers, which the Indians haven't really been able to do. You have to cultivate that type of player, and then you have to keep that player. Because the Yankees have shown that they can cultivate that player, and then they can keep that guy because they have the wherewithal to do that. And for the Indians, it's been built like a National League team because of the expense in the past. But, yeah, it's just a frustrating ordeal because these are two unsettling thoughts I have after this game, and it just looks like the future is going to be – it just looks like the future is going to be bleak. That's all.
It was just really odd to me as I'm checking the reaction last night, because this entire season we have opened up the phone lines, we've asked you for all the social media interaction, like how all in are you in on this team, and we had so many people go, just not really feeling it. And then last night, all those same people were as emotional as they ever have been. And so, I mean, in a way that's good that playoff baseball brought back the emotion on the team, but we're going to have it both ways. Like, pretend like you don't care all year. Then last night, you're gonna treat it as a normal playoff game, and then today you're just going to be done with the Dolphins.
Why should this year be different than every other year?
Well, you're right. It's the formula.
Why should it be different?
It's almost like, guys, this team needs to be bad for 3 years or so.
Then
get good again.
I don't because mean to explain it. Go ahead.
That's the only way the fans are going to get interested again, right?
I'm not trying to over-explain it to you or anything like that, but I think, yeah, that is the formula, because I think they've played well enough to hurt you, and so you don't want them to hurt you, so you say all throughout the year you're not going to be hurt, and then at the end of the year you're hurt. Right? Am I right or am I wrong on that? I think I'm right about that.
Well, you're always going to be hurt, you know, when they lose and the season's over. I just mean that the emotion yesterday was good to see, but it's like, where was that all year? Where was that all year when they were really good? People are like, 60 games, doesn't matter. This doesn't count. Asterisk. And then today, everyone's like, you can't hire Sandy Alomar Jr. after what he did this last game. It's like, well, wait a second. Do the games count or do they not? Like, I couldn't get enough people on record to say that this season even meant anything.
Because a lot of those folks wanted to be proven wrong the entire year. They didn't feel good about it. Baseball didn't make anybody feel good in general. They didn't feel good the entire year, the two-month season. They didn't feel good. They wanted to be proven wrong. And in the end, they were proven right. And that fans didn't want to be right. They did not want to be right about this team. That's all. They just did not want to be right. I mean, you're in the bottom of the eighth. You get a go-ahead run. And then it still gets out of control. Like, you still find a way to lose that game with Brad Hand out there on the mound. It is patently ridiculous for a lot of fans. Like, there are people who just think, well, I guess, you know, 48, it's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen for the team. And now you have a whole bunch of change that could possibly be coming. We could probably, I don't know, it just looks more and more like, I would hope Terry Francona could come back, but I also have to be realistic about this. The man is in poor health. And can he deal with the rigors of an entire 162-game schedule next year with the travel and everything? I don't know if he can. I don't know if he thinks he can. I think we have to be more pragmatic about that. There's going to be a massive change within the lineup that we all have been talking about for a long time, and it's probably going to happen this year. And then, I mean, who even knows? The name of the baseball team could change for all we know. So there's so much massive change that's there. It's like, I think a lot of people just kind of want to be like, bleh, I'm done with it. That's it. And that's the way people are.
So had they have won the World Series, what would fans be saying? Because you realize, like, the rest of Major League Baseball is just going to dump on whoever wins the World Series this year and say it doesn't count. I mean, you got the Houston Astros that are moving on. What a story. The Houston Astros move on and get rid of the Minnesota Twins.
Cinderella story.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah. It's a feel-good story.
I mean, you know, you got to feel good for them, those plucky Astros. They didn't hit that well all this year. You got to feel good for them. It's just a bad series, bad day, bad season. You're going to have an MVP. You're going to have a Cy Young winner. And you're going to be bounced in the first two games of the postseason. How many have they lost in a row now? Eight? Eight
yeah,
games in a row?
Ten straight elimination games, eight straight playoff games.
Judas Priest.
Well, the Twins fans would argue their situation's worse.
I'm not arguing about who's worse. They're both bad. To hell with them and to hell with us. I don't care.
Are they up to 17 straight playoff games? 18?
Who knows? I don't care about the
That's
Twins.
That's unbelievable.
I know, but I don't care. We don't care about the Twins. We care about us. And this is just bad. It sucks. And every other way through it. I actually feel bad for Delino DeShields. Can you say that again, what you said before? One of you guys said it in the room before the show started, and I thought it was perfect. It's like, well, wait a minute. I feel bad for Delino DeShields, and Delino DeShields takes a bunch of hate because he played like garbage yesterday, obviously. But you know what? Am I going to sit there and blame Delino DeShields when the supposed face of my franchise really doesn't come through in the clutch at all? I mean, I know he had a hit last night, but other than that, in a way, he's going to speak today.
That's what the Twitterverse said.
You better get your whole sleep in. You better get a nice, well-rested evening, and then you can speak today about it. You can't speak after the game. No.
You can't get mad at the utility outfielders when the Stars didn't step up. The utility outfielders stepped up in the playoffs.
We have utility outfielders.
Naquin.
Just pointing that out for everybody.
I'm sorry. Naylor, Naquin, Luplo. All those guys did things.
Utility. 216-578-0092. Let me get to Jeffrey in North Olmsted. You're next up on the Fan. Hello, Jeffrey.
Good morning, kids.
Hi.
My thing is, we were given the, hey, enjoy him now, he's gone, pretty much. And the entire time, you knew that this was it. And that's what you were going to put in the outfield for the entire season. I mean, if we had any kind of legitimate bats in the outfield, then this maybe wouldn't be as hard, but it's still hard to swallow that your owners just do not care.
I think they care. They care enough. They care. They just don't care enough to go, I guess, into the red. I have no idea, Jeffrey. I wish I had a better idea. The only thing we can do to speculate. Think about this for a second. Is he still there? Are you still there, Jeffrey?
I am.
Okay,
yes.
So you make the World Series in 2016. This is a big conversation, and I know we don't have a lot of time. You make the World Series in 2016. You gradually start to decrease payroll, but the season tickets did have to go up, right? So I don't know what they did this year. They probably took a bath this year, which will probably have long-term ramifications throughout 2021 and 22 and 23 and maybe even 24 for all we know. But well, you can't tell. I mean, there's no way you didn't make money. There's no way you didn't make money over the last 3 years.
This is absolutely true. And the only reason we got those players in 16 was the alternative money that was there by the ownership crew for Kansas City. And when they left, those players left. And it's just ridiculous that the Dolans don't like to spend their own money to help their own team.
I just think today's a weird day to say that when the Rays are moving on with a $53 million payroll. And I don't disagree that we're all not happy. I've never been happy with the payroll. I can bag on that all offseason. I can't bag on it today when they did put up the amount of runs they did yesterday. The pitching fell apart. That was the strength of this team. They gave up 21 runs in two games.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
I get it. Payroll. We will have all offseason do that again. And as long as the Dolans own the team, we're going to be talking about that till the end of time, until they sell the team. Right?
Yeah.
I just don't think today is that day.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, there's a lot of people want to get in about the Dolans already. So
You don't see how that's weird. Do you think they're questioning whether Tampa Bay's ownership cares about baseball today? No, they're pumped. They're pumped. Their team won. Our team lost.
They're looking for answers, so they're going to blame the owner. I know you don't want to have that conversation. That's a conversation a lot of people.
Well, we have it every day. It gets repetitive, and it's like, well, then what are we just? Then are you guys not rooting for the team as much as you would otherwise? 2016, they go all in. 2017, they go all in. You know, 2018, they should have been way better. They had a chance. It's like, yeah, last year was bad, and this year I don't know what to make of a weird 60-game season and a two-game sample size. I don't. I'm not happy at all. They walked 12 guys yesterday. Is anybody going to pinpoint the fact they walked 12 guys yesterday? Is that going to factor into this, or are we just going to say payroll?
There's 4 hours. We can pinpoint all of it. 216-578-0092. Lima's upset. I'm upset. Everybody's upset. Good morning. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on the Fan. This segment brought to you by Get-Go Cafe and Market. Stop in today to try one of their new Go Bowls. Get-Go Cafe and Market. Better. Believe it. 216-578-0092. A lot of people getting in about either the Dolans or what happened last night. Lima, because you brought it up. It's like, well, last night, is that on the Dolans? Because your ownership is always the last buck. It's where the buck stops. So a lot of people say yes, but you're just going, well, you know, there's a lot of things that the Dolans are not going to be in control of. And maybe it's a different day for that question. I just know anytime we talk about the Indians, it's going to happen. They're going to bring up the owner. And I know you hate that. I know you hate it because then it just becomes the same old, but
Well, to me, it's just a boring topic. There's been nothing new there.
Yeah.
There's been nothing new after all this time. And so the team obviously has given you more successful seasons, more winning seasons, a better organization than anything in this city's modern-day history. And yet we just say Dolan's. But, you know, for the other teams, do we just say Haslam every day? No, we don't. We do when they fire the coaches. But then after every Browns loss, do you say Haslam? We don't do that. We don't do that at all. And I know the baseball is a different, economics. It's totally different the way that it works. And the Yankees have the biggest payroll in baseball, and so it's going to get brought up. I just know that the Rays aren't talking about whether or not their ownership wants to win today. They're talking about the fact that, you know, with a $50 million payroll, they are moving on. They are moving on and continuing their postseason.
216-578-0092. Christian and Wycliffe, you're first up on the Fan. Morning, Christian.
Hey, good morning, fellas. So I just kind of want to talk about the Indians being historically bad in big situations. I mean, we all know about 95, 97. Sure, it's different ownership. Let's go to 2007 when they lost a 3-1 lead to the Red Sox in the AL title race. Let's push forward to 2016. Sure, I'm always going to say the rain delay really hurt them, but we had the chance and we lost in a big situation. 2017, we are 2-0 on the Yankees with the biggest payroll, and we lose that series. And we had arguably one of the best regular seasons there is. We got overmatched in 2018 and 2019 in the playoffs. We just faced a better team. And then in this series, we have the AL Cy Young and a potential MVP candidate in Shane Bieber give up 7 runs. And then we're in a position to win. We're up 4-1 early last night. And then we bring in a guy who's 16 for 16 to end the game and save opportunities, and he loses it. So I love the Indians, ride or die, but we just lose in big situations. I can't even remotely come close to blaming the Dolans right now.
All right, Christian, thank you very much for the call. We get to JJ in Cleveland. JJ, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Go ahead. You got to go quick. Go ahead.
All right. First off, I want to say the game was amazing last night. It was a lot of action in it. It was amazing. First off, Brad Hand. We all talk about we all thinking about COVID-19. I think Brad Hand went out last night and got syphilis.
Oh, my God.
Have a nice day.
Is today the day for something like that?
Have a nice day.
216-578-0092. Is last night really about the Dolans? Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 820. You guys next. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan. That segment brought to you by Get-Go Cafe and Market. Stop in today for one of their new Go Bowls, Get-Go Cafe and Market. Better believe it. At Santa Alomar last night, baseball updates powered by Wow Business Internet. Coming up at 8:20 this morning, we will talk some Browns. Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us. Also, Doug Deegan at 9 o'clock, which actually, I know we talk a lot of Browns on the station, but that probably provides a nice little respite there a little bit because this is a rough day. We're getting a lot of tweets, a lot of calls. 216-578-0092. D Eagle says, Ken, the Dolans get blamed so frequently because Major League Baseball is about big contract talent. The Indians are so good, spending so little, fans assume spending a bit more means dominance. It's a function of MLB economics more than an indictment on ownership. M. Dickerson 7 says, Lindor 7 for 37 since the World Series in the playoffs and a whopping 189. That's not a $40 million man, but I also blame the Dolans. They should have surrounded him with dudes the last 2-3 years, and they did not. So there's plenty to go around, and I know you just hate it where it's like, I'll just blame the Dolans. Well, you know, that seems to be the typical argument there, and I think D. Eagle hits it dead on. I really think he does. I think a lot of people feel that way. That, you know, again, I keep going back to that call we had yesterday where somebody says, you know, they have a $250 million payroll with the Yankees. I'm going, yeah, but you're playing them in the postseason. Does that mean those players are better right now? To me, I think it's a bigger waste of money. They haven't won a World Series. We haven't won a World Series since 48, but they've spent a hell of a lot more, and they haven't won a World Series since 2009, if I'm not mistaken. So if we're talking about value, I don't know if I could necessarily say that the Yankees are the way to go on that one, Tone.
I mean, look, we could bring up the Dodgers and talk about how they go to the postseason every year and how their fan base, you know, can't believe the fact that team is not winning World Series after World Series despite their insane deal, their television deal. And in fact, they have Clayton Kershaw every year who, is it buckling under pressure? Is it the small sample size? What is it? I know fans, they're just going to say, well, we only care about the Indians here. It's just, to me, every time Baker Mayfield throws two interceptions, in a game and loses and plays terribly, I don't go to the Haslam card. That's just not when I do that. There are times when I go to the Haslam card. It's not the day after a big loss. It's just not. So to me, either then your problem's probably with Major League Baseball. And yes, I've complained about the Dolans too many times over the years. I've also given them a ton of credit for the organization that they've assembled and how it's allowed this team to be competitive despite the same issues we all have with baseball's economic system. It's not like fans here in Cleveland are not bagging on the system all the time too. We do. So we all understand it's totally an unfair system that is never, ever, ever, for the rest of time, going to be an advantage for the Indians. It's just never, no matter who owns the team, it's just not going to be an advantage.
216-578-0092. Now, I totally see what you're saying on that one. By the way, armchair coach says, did Frankie meet with the media postgame? According to Tom Withers, he's scheduled to talk today at some point. So we will hear from Francisco Lindor today, and we'll probably have that for you tomorrow morning. Tommy at Amherst, you're first up on the Fan. Hello, Tommy.
Hello. I think that you absolutely have to blame ownership almost every single time, because if you think of it in like a labor standpoint, which I know it's hard for a lot of people because these are like millionaire players, but in our case, a lot of these guys are making like $30,000 a year. Okay. But anyways, if you think about like a factory and the ownership won't invest in better equipment, the first people they blame are the workers for not meeting their production numbers. So if you think about it in those terms, they're not providing the right equipment for us to be successful. And if we are successful.
Well, isn't meeting the production numbers going to the postseason every year? That's not that more than 80%, 90% of Major League Baseball?
I guess in some sense, but not when you flame out instantly every single time. I mean, every single time we flame out.
Well, they flamed out against the Astros. I don't think they flamed out against the Yankees the first time. I hate to say it because obviously it didn't go my way, but they were up 2-0 in that series. It made it even worse. They certainly didn't flame out in 2016. The flaming out has been fairly recent here, Tommy.
And I hate to use the coronavirus as an excuse, but you know that it was really easy to get in the postseason this year, and we lost a lot of games consecutively this year.
They did lose 8 in a row at one point, yes. But if I were to have a 162-game schedule, if we were to have a 162-game schedule, Tommy, thank you for the call. If I extrapolate the rest of the season out, would they have still made the playoffs? I think Owen said yes, they would. And an 8-game losing streak during a 162-game schedule, yet you're probably going to have losing streaks of 6 games, 7 games, even 8 games at times. It's certainly not something that you think about, but yeah, you're going to have days where you just lose consecutive games, or you're going to have weeks where you lose consecutive games. Overall, this was not a team. I'm not saying that this was a team that was built like some sort of a juggernaut. I think in a lot of ways it was, from what they already have, it was like, okay, we have a 60-game schedule. We got to slap this thing together. You had this weird trade deadline where then you had to get rid of Clevinger, it seemed, which that could be the problem. But I also think that when you look at this, Anthony, it's also, if I stay in the moment here and not just say everything about the Dolans, you just said it. How many runs they give up last night? They give up 12. Two nights ago, they gave up 10 last night. They gave up that many runs, that team, and we had the best rotation in baseball? That's something that I did not think would beat us. I did not think that that would happen. I thought it would probably be the bats, if anything, going to sleep. I was concerned about Francisco Lindor and the bats.
Did they get intimidated by seeing the Yankees? I mean, there was no crowd there to help you out in the situation. Do you think that was part of the problem? Do you think that was an issue for Bieber? I saw some people. CeCe Sabathia was on a podcast the other day and said, "Hey, you can have a short season Cy Young season all you want, but the minute you get to the postseason," and CeCe talked about his issues in his first postseason start, he said it's just different. And then when you're staring at the Yankees, he said it's just different. I wonder if that played into it.
It might. Because part of me wants to say, well, you guys are paid professionals. Come on. No, there is a gravitas with playing against the Yankees. Because they are bought. They are a bought and paid for team. I know that these guys are homegrown. But there is something that's extra when it comes to the Yankees. And so they seem to stand above everybody else. And when you play the Yankees, it's a situation where they are always, at least in where we're at, I mean, we look at our own guys and we go, well, is that guy going to end up going to the Yankees? Like Kansas City for 20, 30 years, is that guy going to end up going to the Yankees? Is this guy going to end up there? Like it's almost where they pluck and they can afford. So you look at that and you know that these are hired mercenaries in a lot of ways. So, yeah, I think that that might play into it a little bit. Phil, Brooklyn, you're next up on the Fan. Go ahead, Phil.
Guys, I need to lay down on a couch and just kind of talk.
All right, go ahead.
I've come to expect it that when the Indians go into the postseason, that this is what is going to happen. They're going to have a meltdown. They're going to face the Yankees. Like, I hate the Yankees because of my childhood. I look at the Yankees from Derek Jeter to Aaron Judge to CC Sabathia, and I just have this disdain for them. And people talk about the money that the Dolans don't spend and clubs like the Yankees do spend. They have, on average, $98 million extra per year for their TV contract. That's more than double ours. I think they get from their TV contracts what we typically pay our players for the year. And it's, people can blame it on the Dolans. People can blame it on our market, you know, just the market size that we are. But there is something just inherently wrong with Cleveland baseball. I don't think it's the coaching. I don't know if it is the attitude that the players have or the lack thereof, the drive. But it is something that is just killing me and killing the sports base, man. It is just every year.
Well, you're kind of Phil. I mean, you have a lot to unpack. I really think that the way you talked about it. Thank you very much for the call. That would take a whole therapy session and multiple therapy sessions right there, because we kind of went all over the map there. You know, going back to what you said about the Yankees, though, real quick, Anthony. Does that happen? Like, that might happen in the NBA, but this is still probably a systemic problem of baseball, Major League Baseball, because there is a feeling, and like a guy like CC Sabathia, you start with the Indians, you get with the Milwaukee Brewers in a trade, and then you end up with the Yankees, and it's like, hey, I've made it with the Yankees. You know, you get that first job, and you work in a mail room, and then all of a sudden you're at the boardroom, and so you feel like you made it. Do you experience that in any other sport, or like the NFL? Do people do that with the Cowboys? Maybe. But really, it's like, okay, you play for the Giants, you play in New York, but the Giants have been garbage over the last couple of years.
No,
you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I don't think it happens nearly like it happens maybe here. You know, it's not like the Yankees haven't been beaten. I mean, teams can beat them, but I do wonder sometimes about just seeing the pinstripes, just hearing about the Yankees, knowing that any series the Yankees can be involved in, it's going to be in prime time, it's going to be the lead every single time because they have more fans than any other team. They have more fans than almost any other team in the world, right? I mean, they just do. They have a bigger following than almost anybody. So I wonder about that. I mean, hey, you could argue that Miami, they talked all tough about what they were going to do and throw all these bodies against LeBron James yesterday. And then once you see him, once you actually see LeBron James and you realize how unstoppable he is, that you might get intimidated.
But it's the
You do wonder.
I know. I think you're right, because it's the only professional sport where you know there's guys in other jerseys. If I really play well here, I can end up there someday.
Well, people thought that about Frankie. People have absolutely suggested that about Francisco Lindor.
And I don't think that, like, Patrick Mahomes is going, if I play really well with Kansas City, I may end up playing for the Jets. Like, no, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen at all. So it's that to me, I think you might be right. I think you might be hitting on something there. And that might be a problem in the postseason for a lot of teams, and unfortunately, including us, because fans don't think that way. Players may very well. 216-578-0092. All right, an hour and 20 minutes. We will talk football. Mary Kay Cabot going to join us also. Fans were arrested for sneaking into the stadium. Even when there's no fans allowed, we have to talk attendance with the Cleveland Indians. And last night may have been the end of an era. There's a lot of change in the wind. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.